Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, that's like a kind of
like nice.
A Bruno Mars tune.
It is, huh?
It's really good. So that's Lizzo, Juice.
Like she's what's going
the,
for
what's
it.
What's the song we heard yesterday?
Jerome, here it is. It's a lot slower.
But
shut
the words
up.
Are good.
Shut up.
Back when you cry.
Go, Yeezy.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Wow, this is like a cool new thing to listen to. Anyway, so thanks, Jane, for
good.
Giving us that song this morning. It's a good one.
People been hearing her for a while, but I heard of her just a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
From Michelle. Michelle's crazy about her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about her.
No, I know.
Well, we're old people.
Mm. So let's start with a pair of tickets to the world premiere of Motherlode. This is this Saturday at 5:45 at the Cine Arts Sequoia in Mill Valley. This film is part of the Docklands Documentary Film Festival, May 2nd through May 5th. Presented by the California Film Institute, and caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to the world premiere of Motherlode. This is it's about bikes.
A local Marin woman,
yeah.
I love bikes.
Cargo bikes.
Yeah, cargo bikes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess she's, I don't know, how much cargo are we talking about here? I guess we'll have to see the movie.
Trying to start a movement.
Yes, like how much better for the environment just, using your legs as power. Mm-hmm. Can be. Hey, what do you know about this documentary series that's happening this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go to opening night, so that's...
is it all in Mill Valley?
Or yeah.
Is it, oh, it is?
Yeah, as far as I know, it is, yeah. So I'm excited. I love, films and
you documentaries. You love documentaries.
So, and everything Mill Valley does is really, really good. I think I'm going on the 2nd. I'll double check. But
all right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I look forward to hearing all about it.
Can't wait to tell you.
Yeah. That's on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to hear the clip you liked from Lizzo yesterday?
Yeah,
here's
sure.
the one lyric.
That's a good one.
What does she want?
I don't know,
I
but
wonder.
Not that, but something else.
2 AM photos. I'm not sure. Maybe she wants...
Send me your dumb emojis.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, don't send me your dumb stuff.
Women so she very... wants the dong. She's like, no, send me the real thing.
I guess so.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, women are just complicated. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Or maybe
tough.
They just
well,
want to be treated
so
well.
Different.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Treated well.
I think she's saying she doesn't want 2 a.m. photos.
Well, she's saying 2 a.m. emojis.
Ain't no booty cook.
Oh, no. She's... Oh, so she doesn't want dongs.
I'm not
sure.
Not
she doesn't want 2 a.m.
No
photos.
Well, not no one. Many people don't like to be booty called.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she doesn't want to be a booty call.
Yeah. I mean, some people want that.
Sure. There are people who want that. Every
doesn't want
every
a picture
girl's
of her
different.
Face.
That's right.
She wants
a
picture of
she wants things. To have the eggplant sent to her.
Who knows? Whatever.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask her if we ever meet her. So what do you want? How can we
2
get,
a.m.
How can we get to your juicy parts?
I'm up at 2 a.m.
You're coming
it
back
means
from the bar.
Yeah, I'm going
you,
to work.
Exactly. You just got kicked out of a bar, and you're looking for some place to go for the night. Yep. Don't call me.
You young people.
With all your energy and your late nights.
Anyway, call in now, 800-400-3697 for those tickets.
Oh, the phone's not lighting up. This is a good movie. Lit up yesterday. I had the description of the movie in front
Motherlode.
Of me. Motherlode, about bikes. It's fun. Human would love to take your calls.
I sure would. Don't text and drive.
Don't do it. And don't phone call and drive either. Well,
and message and data rates apply.
Can't people...
Just say the first part he wants.
Oh.
Which
just
part?
Text and drive.
Don't text and drive.
Text and drive. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
All right. So John Singleton did pass yesterday. I don't know if he had passed by the time we first saw that story, and then when we went on the air yesterday, there was quite a bit of disparity between the two sides. Did he die or did he not die? In fact, I guess it must have been last week that we first heard that he had suffered a stroke. His mother was saying, yeah, that's it. I'm filing for conservatorship, and he's in a coma and not going to come out of it. And his daughter was like, he's fine. He'll be out of ICU in 5 days. So clearly there's already two parties in this. And I don't want to call it a fight, but that's what it's looking like it's going to be. Director John Singleton passed away yesterday. His family pulled him off life support. He'd suffered a massive stroke 2 weeks ago and was reportedly in a coma. He was 51 years old. He was only 51 years old. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I wouldn't say he was a skinny dude, but he looks great. I saw some pictures of him on his boat, shirtless. I guess they're fairly recent. He's just a beefy dude, but, you know, built and looked really good.
I don't know anything about what happened to him, but I can tell you, if you go and get a physical, I'm not a heavy dude. I mean, I'm a little chunky and I like to bitch about it, but my doc was, for me, said, you need to lose some weight. You're on the border of becoming pre-diabetic.
Oh my God.
Like that's the deal. Doctors will tell you the real deal. Most people avoid the doctor because they don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
But so
you're not supposed to be
carrying extra weight, and who knows what he was eating like.
Right.
You know?
So his death has been confirmed. So there have been conflicting reports on the severity of his condition from various family members who are feuding behind the scenes. He is most famous for Boys in the Hood, which starred Cuba Gooding Jr., Ice Cube, Morris Chestnut. It was 1991 that came out, his directorial debut, earned him his first Oscar nomination, the first Oscar nomination for an African-American director. And he was also, I believe, the youngest, at 24, the youngest director ever nominated. He also directed Poetic Justice, which I'm pretty sure I saw. I think it was Tupac and Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Higher Learning, Rosewood, Baby Boy, Too Fast, Too Furious, and the Sam Jackson version of Shaft.
Was Baby Boy the one with Snoop?
I don't know.
Snoop starred in it?
Vaughn is saying yes.
Okay. It's been on TV the last couple of weekends. I've been seeing parts of it.
Cuba told Entertainment Tonight, quote, I was able yesterday to sit with John privately and whispered in his ear that I loved him and thanked him for starting my career. Then I was able to pray with his family. They are strong. Ice Cube wrote, I was discovered by John. He not only made me a movie star, but also a filmmaker. There are no words to express how sad I am. He loved to bring the black experience to the world. Morris Chestnut wrote a long post that read in part, the magnitude and worldwide impact that his groundbreaking film would have for society cannot be measured. Thank you for connecting and transcending generations, nationalities, nations, races, communities, societies. Thank you, John Singleton, for connecting us all. Janet Jackson, who was in Poetic Justice, said, you gave me my first movie role, my first Oscar nomination, and so much more. She was nominated for an Oscar for that?
I guess so.
Maybe it was for a song that was in it or something? Can't imagine that her acting was Oscar worthy, but
She's really come along over the years and been a good actress.
Oh, best original song.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for all you've done for black culture, women, and young filmmakers. I will miss you, John. Sam Jackson, who was in his version of Shaft in 2000, said, mourning the loss of a collaborator and true friend, he blazed the trail for many young filmmakers, always remaining true to who he was and where he came from, gone way too soon. 51 is so young. Oh, it just like hits you over the head.
Yeah,
like, oh my God, 51.
Every time I hear about someone's age, I think where I am in comparison to that. And whether it's that person 70 or 45, get grateful fast.
Right.
Right?
Be grateful. Just like don't waste any time. Just don't waste a minute. And be good with the people that you care about. Oh, just make sure they all know how you feel about them. Spike Lee said, I will forever miss my brother, John Singleton. We met while he was a film student at USC. From day one, we've remained close over the decades, cheering each other on in this industry that's not set up for us to win. John Singleton's films will live on forever. And there are dozens more celebrity tributes, etc. Yesterday, apparently before he passed, an attorney was appointed by the court to represent his interests. There's a battle brewing between his mother and his daughter over a conservatorship. So this was, of course, the same day that he passed away. According to court documents, an attorney named Yasha Bronstein was named to act as counsel for John Singleton. It looks like because he passed and died without a will in place. Oh, hold on. He passed Monday, and unless he died without a will in place, and the court orders this particular lawyer to continue representation during the probate process, there is no need for a conservatorship now that he's passed away. There's no one to conserve. Mm-hmm.
He's got a will. I want to believe that.
I want to, Vin. Although, you know, I think that at 51, it is possible that he just didn't feel the time pressure to do it.
Well, maybe I have more time on my hands, but I did it.
Yeah.
I got my stuff in order. It's not that profoundly difficult.
And this is a dude with seven kids.
Right, and I don't have a bunch of stuff. I don't have half of probably what he has. I don't have a quarter of
35 million?
35 million.
I don't have any percentage of what he's got then.
There is a hearing scheduled for Friday. I guess at that point we'll know whether or not there were I am involved.
And the kids thing was easy for me too on the trust. The wording was it all goes to this kid, and if there's another kid, then half.
Right.
And so on and so forth. It didn't even need to be specified.
They do have some pretty boilerplate stuff. It's not cheap. I think our will and trust costs about $3,000, but it's worth it if you. It just dictates how everything is going to go, and your kids won't have to battle over it. And
for the record, just for those of you out there considering it, mine was a lot cheaper than that.
Really?
A lot.
Well, even you could go online or just to the office supply store, and they have forms already done for you. You fill in the blanks, and that's acceptable.
Yeah, this lady that did mine was not, I don't think... She was able to, it was notarized, it was legit, mm-hmm. but I don't even think she was a
lawyer? She was just a person who can execute these kind of papers?
Yeah, yes, I think so.
The director's mother, her name is Sheila Ward. She started this battle within the family. She filed documents last week seeking to be named conservator over her son, saying that he'd suffered a major stroke, was in a coma, and unable to provide for his personal needs. His daughter, Cleopatra, I guess she's the eldest, she painted a different picture. She objected to her grandmother being named conservator, said her father was not in a coma, said he was progressing every day, and was hoping he could be out of the ICU in 5 days. So she was...
In denial.
In her declaration, Cleopatra said she believes her grandmother should not be named conservator. She said there was a conflict of interest. The mother is Singleton's personal and business manager. And she believed there should be different and separate conservators for each aspect of his life. She suggested her grandfather and brother. She also said that her grandmother has abused her position as Singleton's manager and has stated she plans to liquidate his assets immediately and leave his children with nothing.
Wow.
Why? That's probably not true.
Right. Probably not. There are ways to avoid ugliness, and that is to...
Get it done.
I've watched families be torn apart. Oh, you know, families that love each other, even, you know, they're fine. And then suddenly someone passes and there's $35 million in question. I mean...
I need that money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know how bad I need that money.
Right. There's seven kids.
Bro.
Full on. Give me the money.
I need that money. Got a credit card. That really needs that money.
Right. I need my legacy.
More importantly, they're coming for me. Mm. I need that money.
Can you loan me that money until I get that money? Because those guys.
Man, coming. I don't even want to. Do you have the story about the hot supermodel that's in debt?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
It's in your stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, I'll probably get to it.
It's just. Crazy.
It's Leo's old girlfriend.
Yeah, what's her name? What's her name?
Oh, say it. Let's talk
about
it.
No.
What if I don't get to it?
You'll get to it.
All right.
It's a very small story. You just say it, Vinny. She's in debt.
Are people
about,
after her?
She said she's made only $3,000 last year.
Oh, boy.
And
did she get ugly
Erin
all of a sudden?
Heatherton. She is so hot.
Yeah, so she used to date Leo. I don't know how long ago
she's
she used to date Leo.
She's over $500,000 in debt.
Yeah.
Filed for bankruptcy.
She owes $41,000 in back taxes.
Oh,
the,
boy.
The pile of things she debt. Owes for. The credit card debt is...
What
the,
ha-
there's
why?
No parent that would say... Yeah, you should gamble and take out another card and see how that goes for you. Mm. There's just, she clearly was not
good at handling money,
paying attention, and figured, maybe she figured that Leo was going to cut her some checks.
How long ago?
She had $194,000 on one of her credit cards.
$194,000.
Oh, my God.
So she just lived like she was
probably
making supermodel
traveling
money.
And
right.
She owed $200,000 for a separate line of credit that was not a credit card, so it must have been some kind of loan or...
How come she only made $3,000? Like, is she done in the modeling industry? I don't get it.
She, so she dated DiCaprio 2011, 2012, and she's 30. Is 30 old?
In the modeling world,
maybe
it is.
Giselle yeah. still makes bank.
Yeah, but she's yeah, she's it's like Elle McPherson. The names
oh,
that you know.
You know what
yeah.
they say here?
What
the former Victoria's Secret angel?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
but you should still be able to get kick-ass jobs. Like, it's okay if you end up in a Neiman Marcus catalog.
Well, I think that what happened is she spent that money like she was always going to be making that money. You know, for her to have no money left, like. Did no one say to her, why don't we take a few percent of that and put that away for a rainy
say
day?
The modeling world is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound as glamorous as we all think it
well,
is.
Well, there's always another hottie somewhere
right.
that is
yep.
happy to do it for a couple bucks less than you will.
The debt story I have today is like, I guess is there a Braxton family show where Tamar
yeah.
and Tawanda and Tony and...
Uh-huh. There is, and their husbands, and this, boyfriends, children.
How many girls are there?
I don't know if it's
there?
Still on, but
well,
yeah,
I don't
the
think it is
because
one of, is it called the Braxton Girls? Because Tamar, I guess, loaned some money. One of her sisters, I think it's Tawanda, just filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which is the one where
right.
I have no money, nothing coming in, uh-huh. and here's all the crap I owe. I want all my debts forgiven.
It was so they had Tamar and Vince that was on from 2012 to 2017. Braxton Family Values.
Oh, that's
looks
it.
Like that is still going.
That's the one that
since 2011
that they mentioned this girl from.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll look for that other one though. Anyway, there's back to sort of health problems in general. It looks like Larry King had a heart attack last Thursday. Larry's people are denying it, but there's some kind of scare. His publicist said he suffered an angina attack and underwent a successful angioplasty.
Isn't it a miracle he's still alive?
Yes.
Anyway?
Yeah.
85 years old.
And was a full on packs a day cigarette smoker.
He's dealt with prostate cancer, lung cancer. He has type 2 diabetes. He has had, let's see, back in 87, he had a heart attack and there were stents in there. So the difference between angina and a heart attack is that angina is the result of narrowed, not blocked coronary arteries. It causes chest pain, but unlike a heart attack, it doesn't cause permanent heart damage.
Mm.
So. He is, let's see, as far as this is reporting, I think this is TMZ maybe, Larry's still in the hospital. He's supposed to be released soon, though he underwent a successful angioplasty.
Wow.
So that's what he's dealing with. And Peebo Bryson also had a heart attack.
Who's that?
You would know
sing
him.
Sing the song. Sing the, play the
Disney
you're
song. In my arms again.
No, he sings the Disney song.
And tonight I celebrate my love for you.
Tonight.
He does. He does Beauty and the Beast with Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A Whole
Beauty
New World
Beast.
From Aladdin with Regina Bell. He's a guy who's, even if you don't know his name, you've heard his voice. He's in stable condition. He suffered a, quote, mild heart attack this past weekend. His rep said he's awake and responsive. His doctors are optimistic for a speedy recovery. He's only 68. Only. Mm-hmm. He had 17 top 20 R&B hits
wow.
back in the day.
Do you have Can You Stop the Rain? It's a good one, too.
Is it?
Yeah,
are you pulling
anything.
Deep
play,
cuts
play
from Peebo Bryson's first album or what?
I was playing Beauty and the Beast, but I can't.
Let's yeah, let's hear that.
I got to find where he sings. Hold on.
Oh,
no, he starts it. Tale as old as time.
Yeah,
that's
but the girl sings it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she
I
does?
Think it's,
oh.
It's the theme music, not the one from the inside of the of the movie.
Oh,
you know how they do a different version. Character sings it. One thing. Just play one of his.
Here's Can You Stop the Rain. Here.
He didn't die, though, right?
No.
All right.
Just
well, you know, there's enough of Peebo. Let's move on.
I want to hear a little Peebo.
Yeah, turn this up.
This is the song you like, huh?
I mean, it reminds me of the 90s. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it just it used to get a lot of air.
The
time.
90s in general or something that happened?
No, just, you know. I'd
I think of him as being so much older than that.
Is this you and your Fiero?
This is me and my
Bryson playing.
Here he comes.
Oh, so lovely. He's got a beautiful voice.
What's Peebo Bryson worth?
Yeah, what is Peebo Bryson worth? What's his family going to fight over?
Oh, my God.
Well, while you look that up, I want
to
move on.
He's supposed to still be working this week.
Oh, really?
$10 million.
$10 million.
Oh.
That's it?
Wow.
How do you not make more for all the stuff he's done for Disney?
I don't know.
How many divorces
yeah.
does he have?
Look up divorces.
The same thing. It looks like he's been married to the same woman.
Oh.
Oh, man.
What in the hell?
Maybe he loaned money to that supermodel.
Heck, I mean.
What do you mean?
I mean, someone from the backseat of the car said what I just said, and the missus looked right at me. And I was like,
make that word come out of that little girl's mouth.
That's not me. And she goes, Isla, where did you hear that? And my kid sold me right out.
Well, again?
That's what kids do. They just don't.
Well, Dad
they don't
says
lie
it.
When you need them to.
By the way, Peebo's birth name.
How bad does that suck?
Oh, he wasn't born Peebo?
No, he was born Peepo. P-E-A-P-O. And he
Peepo.
Changed,
Peepo he, Bryson.
And he changed it to Peebo.
Well, his first name is Robert.
Yeah, but he
Robert Peepo Bryson?
That's correct.
Peepo. Peepo.
Peepo.
Peepo.
That's weird.
Huh.
That's what you had in your room, a Peepo.
Peepo.
That was pretty funny.
You had a Peepo.
The Big John thing? You know,
yeah, yeah, we know. Everyone knows.
A Peepo.
Your brother used
don't
to look
it,
at
don't
you
put
naked.
It, no, he didn't.
Through the people.
He checked you out all the time. How funny is that?
Not that funny.
It's such normal growing up behavior.
Oh,
I know it trips you out, but it shouldn't. I think
it
it's just,
it wasn't happening the
it
way
was
you said it was.
It was
no
full
one
on happening,
it.
Trust
it
me.
Never happening.
You know the worst thing about that, if I could just say.
You talking about the peepo?
The peepo. Bryn, you're awesome.
Oh, the peepo.
The thing is, there were a lot of movies and behaviors going on that all of us teens were watching. Like, we watched Porky's. The peepo was a thing there.
Ye olde peepo.
The peepo?
The peepo. Yeah.
I'm sure your brother felt perfectly like, yeah, I'm just.
No, he wasn't doing that. He would watch my friends change. If it was just me in there, he was not interested. What's coming up in the news, Vin? The peepo. Say it again.
The peepo.
Okay, the news is next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show starting at 7 o'clock this morning. 12K a day is back. 12 times a day, you have a chance to win $1,000 in our national contest. Starting at 7:05 and ending at about 6:05. Just listen for the code word, text it to the number that we'll also give you, and you're in, just like that. And then remember to answer your phone. That's the only thing. Why not? Why not get $1,000?
Just pick it up and say, I'll take that money.
I'll take the money.
Thanks.
12K a day.
The Radio Alice Report.
For all the money.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. It's how you can listen to this show. I mean, you can listen on the radio
That's
in the
one
traditional way,
you know.
But then there's this radio.com app, which is like the radio.
You take it with you wherever you are.
And there's our show.
Mm-hmm.
You put our show on, and then you listen to us.
Yep.
Here's what's happening. This commie pinko.
Uh-oh.
White beluga whale that's out there swimming around being a Russian spy. I don't know what we're... I'm usually a big animal fan, and maybe he's been brainwashed. I don't know.
Mm.
But I don't like it. Norwegian fishermen find this commie pinko whale swimming around with a harness on and a GoPro attachment.
Somebody hooked this commie pinko whale up?
These fishermen were wondering, why is this whale following us?
Mm.
Let's see. Joe R. Heston told a local television station, he's a fisherman, this large white beluga whale swam up to his crew's boat wearing a harness around it. The whale had been following the boat for some time, tugging on loose straps, hanging from the ship. That's right. Really? Look, there he is. That's the guy.
Oh, wow.
It came over to us, and as it approached, we saw it had some sort of harness on it. And the harness had a GoPro camera mount.
How bizarre.
The harness was later removed by one of the fishermen and shown to a Russian scientist who explained it was not equipment scientists would use, and they think that it's the Russian government and that this is a spy, a whale spy.
How did they get the thing to... do their bidding? Wouldn't it just go about its whale business?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what they're up to over there?
Mm.
Or maybe the whale volunteered. I'm in. I'll do that.
I hate these Norwegians and their fishing.
They say there was no camera on the whale at the time.
Oh,
but it's clear that this... Oh, look, Brent found video of the whole thing. There's the guy trying to talk his way out of it.
Wow, that's quite a harness.
Isn't that
quite
something?
A lot of strappage.
Wait till you see if you get a
so
chance.
So it's obviously friendly. Like it, they if they were able to remove the harness from it, they were able to get right over.
No,
to
they're
it
they're and... reaching out of the boat and the, it has not snapped their arms clean off. So it's nice guy, nice enough anyway.
Uh huh.
There's the harness. They took it off. There's the GoPro attachment. So I don't know where this goes from here, but
it's, what a strange thing, though, like that a wild animal would allow itself to have this. I mean, it must be tamed in some way.
Or trained.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder if they could. Don't those GoPros have some kind of serial number on them where they could go back and find
who bought it
who
and
purchased?
Where?
Well, the GoPro wasn't on the harness.
Oh, right.
So they don't have that info. They just know this guy's probably been doing work.
Mm.
For the commies. I don't know. Maybe we can, you know, turn him into a double agent.
You know, Bryn, you must have been looking for this video this morning when, because he brought up the whole dolphin thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
that
reading
we,
up
like
on
the
it.
Navy has actually trained dolphins.
Well,
to...
and did you ever see the, I believe it was a series of movies called The Amazing Dobermans? Mm-hmm. These Dobermans could rob banks. It's unbelievable what animals can be trained to do.
Was it a documentary or was it just a
cartoon?
Yeah.
It wasn't a cartoon, Bryn. Look it up. The Amazing Dobermans.
Movie.
No. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is animals are amazing and can do lots of things, but this commie pinko needs to be brought to justice.
This is from 1976.
What?
The Amazing Dobermans.
Right. See how long that animals have been
Boy,
useful?
We have really been just using animals.
Right.
To rob banks
you
for
never
us
saw
and
that?
Spy.
Well, I didn't even know it existed. I found the movie for free on YouTube. I'm going to...
You going to watch it?
Do some research. You wait and see. They can climb ladders and everything.
A reformed con man has trained his Dobermans to help an undercover T-man nab a crook.
What made you watch this?
What are you talking about? It's they're Dobermans that rob banks.
No one made him. He found out about it and ran to watch it.
Right.
It looks like there's a scene that takes place at Barnum and Bailey Circus. Remember
I'm
that
telling
scene?
You, I think there's like at least three amazing Doberman movies.
Fred Astaire's in it, Barbara Eden.
Oh, wow.
You never saw these?
Oh. Never heard of the Amazing Dobermans, but now I have, and... maybe instead of watching Twilight today, I'll go home and watch The Amazing Dobermans.
Do it!
And then next up, Snow Dogs.
Well,
wow, Fred Astaire sure is old. Holy cow.
Even in the 70s he was old?
Yeah,
well,
he
that's
doesn't.
Not a very generous
he
woman.
Didn't, he didn't age. Sheesh. Well, I mean, when you grow up watching the Fred Astaire, Ginger Roger movies, and then you see this, you're like, oof, what happened?
Well, he ended up in an amazing Doberman movie. Mm. He's going up. Right? Yeah.
Looks like he's a preacher who trains.
Oh, he trained the dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
408 says, maybe the poor whale knew they would help free him.
Oh.
It did look tight.
Help.
It was squishing into his fat.
Maybe that's what he was saying.
Maybe.
Help. Isn't that how whales talk?
I don't know.
Yeah, just dolphins. Oh, no, right. Whales are like. He looks dolphin-y, though, that beluga.
You like went right for the impression. I love it. All right, so.
He's Russian, though. I mean, if you could get that in there, too, that'd be great.
I don't know how to say help in Russian.
I have my review of The Amazing Dobermans.
Okay.
So it's somewhat entertaining. I see how Fred Astaire gets his Dobermans to steal money. He traps armored vehicles as they drive down the road by setting up booby traps. The dogs set up these booby traps along the road.
Oh, the dogs do it.
They're amazing. Yeah. I'm telling you. You can't believe it.
And then they rob. Yeah, he's able to control them all by remote control.
Oh, they have like a chip that he can control them?
I'll just say this. PETA would have never approved this movie today. Never.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to approve the commie pinko whale either, I'm sure.
No.
You're right.
You know those famous statues of giant heads on Easter Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently they're getting damaged and it looks like they're in real danger because tourists ignore the rules to stay back away from them. Trample right over the protected lands and graves and walk right up to take selfies where they're picking the statues' noses because you got to do that. Apparently, that's the thing. Mm. One expert on tourism on Easter Island says, I'm troubled by the lack of genuine tourist interest in the island and its people. It seems many wish to only insert themselves in history by getting a selfie with the giant heads.
Mm. I did a piece on 60 Minutes on this recently
about
the heads
and how obnoxious tourists.
Yeah, about how even like people who are native to Easter Island can't even go to the things there because everything's walled off. They used to sort of commune with these giant head statues, and now they, you know, everything's walled off, and this big part of their culture and their history is blocked even from them, and they're like, the places are overrun with tourists.
We talked about it on Earth Day, which was just last week. If the people who visit things, for whatever reason, decide not to show any respect, it's like this mentality that is, I'm on vacation, I spent my money, I'm not cleaning up one damn thing because I'm on vacation and I spent my money. What is that? What kind of mentality
is
that?
Gross.
And it's not just Americans. This is...
Right. The world visits.
So, you know, we see this at the beach all the time when people get up and walk away from their trash and you have to go, hey!
You left some trash there.
What about all that crap right there?
Leave no trace. Leave only footprints.
Man. And then they wonder why the people who live there are so hostile. Well, because you're trashing the place. Mm. Sarah, this is for you.
Oh, my God. I love things for me. Me, 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 me.
There are now Crocs with mini fanny packs attached.
Oh, like a little place to keep some stuff? Like, can I put a credit card in there? Or?
Crocs with built-in fanny packs. The company called Beams teamed up with Crocs to make special edition miniature fanny packs that attach to the heels.
Mm. Like little mini saddlebags.
Maybe you could jump on this real quick and start making them from your company.
Oh, maybe, Vin. Let me have a look at it. Do you got a picture?
I don't have a picture.
I want to see what these little mini... I mean, isn't a fanny pack specifically supposed to be covering your fanny?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if I were trying to describe it as a heel pack, you'd be like, what the hell? Yeah. I don't know what that is. But you know what I mean when I say fanny pack
I
on
do.
Your heel.
Let's have a look.
There you go. Little zipper-ons.
Oh, boy.
Croc Beams. You like it?
Called? Well, you know, I don't really need that. The only time I wear my Crocs is when I go out the back door. And then when I come back in the back door, I leave the Crocs there by the back door. And then
you could stash your little e-cig in there.
No, I have a pocket, generally.
Oh.
It's not like I'm going on a hike in my Crocs. They're not for walking
you
around.
You do have a big backyard.
It's not hikeable.
You're going to be gone a while.
It's not. The only reason I wear them is my feet get wet out there, you know.
I don't know.
Well, you know, you use the water on your... I got a pond. I got a filter to clean, you know.
How's that going?
That's great. Oh, my God. Who doesn't want to deal with pond muck? It's so fun.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't get a pond then.
I definitely will not.
The pond muck is real, and it's recurring.
This is good news because we all know that you shouldn't drink and drive.
Yes, we do. We all know that.
And so 7-Eleven has just launched beer delivery service.
Oh.
Meaning that late night when you're like, oh my God, we're running down to 12, only 12 beers left.
And there's 12 of us.
We've got to get another case over here. 7-Eleven beer delivery to the rescue. They'll be doing it in 18 cities through a delivery app called 7Now. Oh. Eventually, it's going to spread wide.
Hey, so well, is it only for beer or can I get like a hot dog too?
No, you can't get a hot dog.
Why can't I?
It's beer delivery service.
What if I'm like, grab me a couple cases of beer. I will also take a, what do they have, slushies? Slushie.
Uh-huh.
And a hot dog.
Chips, cheeseburgers, nachos.
Sure.
Maybe they will. I don't know.
Grab me a couple packs. I bet you that, you know, full service. Anything that's in the Sevy, you can get.
I wouldn't be surprised. But,
got any of those two-day-old donuts? Bring those over.
But the point is...
Love those.
This is going to save people from doing the late-night beer
right,
runs.
Don't do it.
After they've already had too many.
Let them do it for you. Right. Not great news if you're not supposed to be drinking. I mean, people bringing you beers to your house.
What are you talking about?
You're not supposed to be drinking, you know? Maybe
who's not supposed to be drinking?
People who are alcoholics, A. And people who have something to do tomorrow, like go to work, let's say.
Well... Those people have to manage themselves, Sarah.
I suppose.
It's not 7-Eleven's problem. Mm. They're trying to run
a
business.
They can't just like go there and kind of check out the situation and make a decision whether or not they're going to give you the beers. Yeah, you seem like a person who can handle
this.
You
mean, is there a questionnaire?
Yeah.
Are you an AA? No? All right. Here's your beer.
Currently.
Right.
No, I quit yesterday.
The beer is just an addition. This service adds, like, you can just put anything in your cart.
Oh.
This is all 7Now right here.
Oh, so it's already been doing all the stuff you want, Sarah.
The beer stuff is just, that's an added bonus now.
Wow. Oh, look at that. A croissant. A banana? No one is ordering a banana from 7-Eleven.
You don't know.
That's the least popular item that they have there. How much do they want for it?
Oh, the banana?
Yeah. You never know when you need a late night banana, Sarah.
Oh, you have to answer your address. It depends on where you live.
I see. Banana costs a couple cents more.
People might want one.
I'm not buying any fruit.
Looks like they are offering one of the cities is San Francisco.
Oh. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
A new survey asked people how frequently they finish during sex.
Oh.
And men were more than twice as likely than women to say it happens every time.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah.
Seems like dudes are doing it until they finish.
Well, would you like us to not? I mean, I thought you wanted us to.
Yeah, that's for the best. It's the whole reason we're doing it. Just put your mood back where it needs to be.
What an attitude you have today. Listen, my God.
I'm just trying to make you happy.
53%.
You're not happy, nobody's happy.
53% of men say it happens every time versus only 25% of women. A third of men and a third of women say it happens most of the time.
Yeah. Most of the time.
And 2% of men and 9% of women say it never happens.
Oh,
that
sad.
Is awful. That's bad news.
It is bad news. Let's make that happen.
Right.
Yeah, at least some of the time. Most of the time, you know. It's a point.
Yeah. I think it's got to be... Well, it feels like it should be a pretty rare thing that a guy doesn't.
Right. That should be never. Or almost never. I mean, that actually sounds like it's a medical thing. Mm-hmm.
if you're never
well, I had
arriving.
It happen when I was trying to make the baby, and we were there was a lot of drilling, and there was a point where it was like the second drilling that day, and I was like,
careful.
I think I can do this.
What about the third?
No, the second.
No,
I
the
couldn't.
Second one.
The second
couldn't.
Was the one no where I was like, I don't.
I give up.
Maybe I need a break. Let's see if I can do this. If you give me another, and then I just went. It's been like 14 days.
Yeah, 14 days straight is a lot.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. Sarah, Tamar was in Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a handful.
Yeah, that's why we...
I don't know.
That's why I even noticed the story, because Tamar was on the cover of it. I was like, oh, what is this crazy woman up to?
408 says, I got my will and trust done through legal benefits at work. Oh. So much cheaper.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, is it getting hot down there?
A little bit.
All right.
Just turn my fan on. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for the fan. Thank you for bringing a fan. Well, thank you. It's not down there. It's everywhere. My whole body is hot right now.
Especially.
No, it's actually mostly not, the
no,
upper half.
Not down there. Right. It's my head, my shoulders, when my
we were,
back.
When we were watching Game of
Thrones. Why do you keep saying down there then?
I'm not
Bryn
saying that. Bryn is saying
there.
That. Like Peepo, it's Bryn is doing
the
peepo, down there.
The Peepo.
You need to get that isolated. The way he, I don't know what it is about the way he's saying it.
There's a softness to it that just really flows.
Say it again.
The peepo.
There's like a softness and an accent.
Yeah, like a weird accent. Right, it's something about the way Bryn
is at my level with peepo. See it. Come on, do it.
No.
Peepo.
I don't measure up. I don't even try.
It's something about the way. It's one of the first times he said it, though. It's getting a little affected now.
It's nice that
you're in your head about it.
Whatever it is about Hooman's contribution has allowed us to enjoy the joke, because usually you get kind of pissed off about this joke. You know, your brother peeping you.
Because he wasn't ever peeping me.
Right.
He was looking at my friends.
Uh-huh. Well, why'd you stand by and let that
happen? I didn't even know it was. I mean, I don't even know how long it was there when I finally discovered the stupid thing. I think I heard them giggling one time.
I mean, did you throw rocks at the guy to let him know, like, hey, we're going upstairs to change?
No. Listen, it was just unfinished drywall on the outside of like a bookcase. Like it was a very janky wall. It wasn't like a wall that had insulation in it and two sides on it.
All right, we're going to change into our swimsuits.
Ready.
Sarah was having hot flashes during Game of Thrones, too.
Shut up. You don't have to tell everyone.
What happened?
All of a sudden,
I was
like,
a break.
Turn on the AC.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pause it. Turn on the AC.
I can't enjoy it right now. I'm having a hot flash. What's happening? I never
Wait
thought
a minute.
It could happen to me.
So when you came back in on Monday morning, you were like, oh, those guys, and they're talking. They talked through the whole thing.
They did talk.
Not me. It's her brother.
But you're the one who just stopped the whole show.
I had forgotten about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, there were some other problems, too. Did you tell them about HBO Go buffering? We couldn't get through.
Oh, yeah.
We had to keep switching.
We had to switch to another place to get it.
Oh,
I know.
Dear.
It was a total bummer.
Good morning, Alice family. Okay.
Right.
Today is our Hannah Banana's 18th birthday. She's been listening since she was a baby.
Oh,
can you wish her a birthday in this 7-8 o'clock hour?
You gonna do it again?
There you go. Got 5 minutes off.
Happy
close.
Birthday, Hannah Banana.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm gonna start with Game of Thrones because, of course, I am. Because
Human's
here, we'll have to talk about that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.